But the Miri over here says a little bit different. The Miri over here is mashma that there was a chiyuv, or at least the people did go oil regal on Yom Tovim from Chutz Loretz into Eretz Yisrael. But the Miri says a difference, that the people came from Chutz Loretz, they were worried, like they have the long journey to go home, so they didn't stay around in Yerushalayim too much to socialize, they rather just went home right away. Or else he says, because they didn't have any Maaseh Sheni teet in Yerushalayim. So therefore they didn't stay around to meet one another. Mashenka and the people in Eretz Yisrael itself, there wasn't such a big journey, so first of all they used to stay around to meet one another, and secondly also whoever had the Maaseh Sheni used to bring it up to eat, so they would stay a few days there to eat the Maaseh Sheni. Therefore the people in Yerushalayim or in Eretz Yisrael used to know one another, that's called the Maila of Oyla Regolim. But it could be people in Chutz Loretz, even though they had the mitzvah to be Oyla Regol, they did not stay around to meet one another. So therefore, it's not called Shayaris Mitzuyas. Then the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Tzavshav Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Afilu mehagmunya lahagmunya. Even in the same city, from one side to another side, since they had two different governments, like, also you would have to say, Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. Now exactly what does this mean? The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchok explains, Ir Achas Hoysa Beretz Yisrael. It was one city in Eretz Yisrael itself. The Asuyais Shema, its name was Asuyais. That's what the name of the city was. But for Hoyabo Beis Hagmunias, it has two governments, the east and the west side. And Shoyamakpidim Zel Zeh, there was like a little bit of war in between the two, that they did not let the people travel from one part to another part. So the kids, the people did not travel from the east to the west. Lefikach, therefore, Hutsu Chuloima. Therefore, we have to say Magmunya Lagmunya. That if a get was written on the east side of Hagmunya, on the east side of Asuyas, and the wife lives on the west side, when it's given over by a shliach, the shliach has to say before Nechtov. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah. So, L'Rava Nicha, according to Rav, it's very good, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, but since you're telling me now the governments are fighting one the other, they don't let people travel, so there's no Shayaris Mitzuyais. Mitzuyais, we're afraid there'll be no Kiyam later. Therefore, the shliach has to tell us right now before Nechtav. But L'Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, it should be a Bikasha here. Rav says the only reason is because of Bikin L'Shmo, in Eretz Yisrael, they all know that Lochis. So why do I care if the governments are fighting one and the other, that people can't travel? But L'Maisa, there's no concern, we're not afraid, it wasn't written L'Shmo, so you should not have to say before Nechtav. The Chur, according to Rav and Gamliel, we see clearly like Rav. So Gemara answers, that's true. Rabba is the Rava. Now the Gemara is chayzer a little bit to say that Rabba agrees to Rava. In other words, Rabba holds both reasons. He agrees to Rava that in the case where people don't travel to one city to another city in Eretz Yisrael, you would also have to say before the Nechtav. Rabba just adds on that in Chutz Loretz, no matter where you are, even if it's close from LA to Beverly Hills, still you have to say before the Nechtav because there's another surin of Lishma. So Rav agrees to Rava, he just adds on another reason of Lishmo. So Gemara says, Elamai Benayim, if so, what's the differences between the two, since Rav agrees to Rava? So Gemara answers, as before we said three reasons, one reason falls away and we're only left with two. Ika Benayim Diyasya Betray, Snafkumin of two Edim, two Shluchim, bring the Shtar, that according to Rava, that we're only afraid of Kiyam, since two shluchim are bringing the shtar, they themselves could be mekayim the shtar, so even in American Chutz Loretz, you do not have to say before an echtov. But according to Rabbah, if the get was brought in America from one place to another place, even though two brought it, still we're afraid maybe it was not written l'shmo, and we have to hear before an echtov. In Ami, another difference is, the Isa Medina Medina Sayyam, in the same city in Medina Sayyam, in LA itself. If we're afraid that people don't know the signatures, in the same city, we're not afraid. According to Rava, you would not need before Nechtav. But according to Rava, any time you're in America, Chutz Loretz, there's a chash, people do not know the Hilchos Lahalacha of the Shema, you always have to say before Nechtav. Like upon him, Rava agrees to Rava, just Rava does not agree to Rava. Tanan, learned the Mishnah later that says, Hamei v'get v'medina sayom, if a shliach brings a get from Chutz Loretz, and the shliach is not able now to tell us when he gives over the get to the wife, the shliach cannot say, in front of me it was written and was signed. So what do we do in such a case?
So the Mishnah says later, Im Yeshal of Edim, if there are Edim around, Yiskayim b'chaysamav. That let the Edim say, we recognize the signatures in the Shtar, they're not forged Edim, and then the Shtar, the get is a good get. So Lechur, there's a kasha according to Rabbah. Good, the Edim are not forged, but so what? According to Rabbah, we're afraid of Lishma. Maybe the get was not written Lishma. How was this kasha according to Rabbah? So that will go to explain. Favinabo, and the Gemara then explains, my v'eni yocholoyma. What does the Mishnah mean that if a get was brought from Chutz Laretz in Teretz Yisrael, and the Shliach cannot say before Nechtav? What does it mean he cannot say it? My v'eni yocholoyma. Elaine, if you want to tell me, Cheresh, that the person is deaf and dumb, he can't talk to the guy. For the Gemara, if so, Cheresh, Abari, Suyagito, could a Cheresh be a Shliach to bring a get? He has a locha like a cotton. He's not a bardas. He's not kosher to be a Shliach. So here it's mashma, the only concern is because he can't say, and we say, let two eidim be mekayim, then the shtar is good, the get is good. If a cheresh gave over the get, he can't be a shliach. The get is possible, it wasn't given from the husband. For your tanan, we learned later, a mission also, that hakel kesherim lovi is a get. True, even an isha could bring a get. But chutz mi cheresh shaita bekotem, there has to be a godel, a bardas. Not a cheresh, a deaf and dumb, not a shaita, and not a kotem. You can't tell me here we're talking about any yocholayim means a cherish, a deaf and dumb person. So therefore, because here it's mashma that if you have Eidim to mekayim the shtar is good. So you have to say the shliach was a kosher shliach. So what's the case? The Yomer Rav Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kegoyin she'nosnu lo kishu pekeach. When the husband gave over the get to this man, he was a smart man, he was a pekeach. He was a bar das, so the shlichus was a good shlichus. But the shas he gave over the get, then he became a person that can't talk then. Then he can't talk. So he gave over the get, he was a kosher shliach, and he's still a kosher shliach. He's called the bardas here. Just at that time, he couldn't talk anymore. He lost his power of speech. So he's still called the bardas, just he can't talk. So therefore, what's the yetzer? The Yetzer, the Mishnah says, is let two Edim that are around there be Mekayim the Shtar. Let them tell Beis Din, we know the Edim are not forged. We recognize the signatures, and the Shtar is a good get. So Gemara says, L'Rova Nicha. According to Rav, everything is very good, because all we need before the Nechtav is to make Kiyam. So if the Shliach can't tell us, if there are two Edim to be Mekayim the Shtar, it's very good. But L'Rava Kasher. But according to Rav, it's a kasha. Rav says the get that comes from Chutz Laretz. We're afraid maybe it wasn't written Lishmo. So if so, why is it kosher the fact that two Edom are being Mekayim the Shtar now? We should still be afraid though, true the Edom were not forged, they're kosher Edom, but maybe it wasn't signed Lishmo, maybe it wasn't written Lishmo. Why aren't we afraid from Lishmo? How does Rav learn the Mishnah later? Sigmar says, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what our Mishnah later is talking about? Liyacha shalomdu. Nacha yisoid now. That there came a time later on in history, in Doris, that even in Chutz Laretz, people became to realize the loch of Lishma. Like Tois explained before, that means now they were makabel the drosha. When the Pesuk says, because of law, even in Chutz Laretz, they agreed to the drosha that because of law means Lishma. So at least all the Bote Dinim or all the Seferim that write a get in Chutz Laretz, they also know the halacha of Lishma. That's why the get is kosher even without this before the nichtav. That's what the later Mishnah is talking about. There are different periods, there are different dairas. For the Gemara, if so, Ihochi, if so, if like the times changed, that nowadays everybody knows the halacha, if so, Yochanami, that even a shliach that could speak up and could say before the nichtav, it's mashma for the next Mishnah, if the shliach could speak up and he doesn't speak up, then the get is possible. Question is why? Like, what do we need before Nechtav anymore? If you're telling me now that times changed, that people all know the halachas of Lishma, even if the Shliach does not tell us before Nechtav. And it's Pefrat, if we have Kiyam Ashtar, what should be wrong? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's a Gzeira, Shema Yachza Dovla Kukulai. The Rabbanan made a Gzeira still, that even though the times changed, that now everybody knows halacha, we still want that first takana to be here. We still want every shliach that brings the get from Chutz Laretz to tell us before the nechtav. And if he can't tell us, the get is possible. Why? Because we're afraid maybe the times will change back again the way it was before. Maybe they'll forget halacha again. Shemayachta dovla kukulai. For the Gemara, if we're afraid maybe it'll change back to the way it was before, Yehochi, Ein Yochanami. So even in our case of that Mishnah, when the Shliach now became the Cheresh when he gave over the get, since Lamaisi cannot tell us before the Nichtov, the get should be possible. So Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you this one case. Pikeach, if the person was first normal, but it's Cheresh, then he became deaf. Then he couldn't talk. Milsad Lashchichi, that's something that does not happen too often. And the klal is, O Milsad Lashchicha, Loigosma Barabonim. The Rabbanon do not come to make a new gzera on something that's not shchiach. As Metchila, when they made a takana, like Plug replied all over. But later times changed, that they know that loch of Lishmo. So Rabbanon had to make a new gzera now, we still want the first takana to be here, in order that maybe times will change back again. But that they only made it on things that happen often. On things that do not happen too often, the Rabbanon did not make the gzera. Therefore the Mishnah says, in such a case where the shliach cannot tell us, they're allowed we allow the get to be kosher even without his before a nichtav. Fred Gemara Ivu Aisha, Tlashchicha, there's a case where Isha itself could bring a get, and that doesn't happen too often. Utanan we learned, Haisha Atzma Mevia Gita, the wife herself sometimes could bring her own get. We'll learn later on the exact case, where the husband gives her a get here in LA and tells her, Tanan, I don't want this get to be chal until first you go to New York and give it over to a Beis Din in New York. So in such a case, that when the Isha gives over the get to the Beis Din in New York, she has to stay in front of them before the Nechtav. Why? Here's the terrace. According to Kashri, that's not Shchiach. It doesn't happen too often that the wife of snow brings a get. The terrace says the Rabbanan still made it there not to make any differences in the Shlichus. Any Shliach has to say. The Yochi is so Baanami. Even when the husband brings the get himself, he should also have to say. Allah Matanya, how come we learned? If the husband himself that has the get written up in L.A. goes someplace else where his wife is, he himself, and gives the get to his wife, he does not have to say before an nechtav. So the question is, why not? If you tell him there's a loy plug, every shliach has to say, the husband should also have to say. So the answer is, the husband himself is different. Because time, what's the whole reason why the Rabbanan said that when the shliach brings the get, the shliach has to tell us that he knows was written and signed in front of him, because we're afraid that Dilmos, the Baal Maru Apostle, maybe later the Baal will have a charot to feel bad he gave the get, and he'll come to complain to say the get is no good. So we want to make sure the get was written good. But that's only when the husband doesn't come and give the get. But Hashta Minkad Nokad Le Biyodei, if the husband himself is going and traveling with the get, and he himself is giving it over to his wife, he knows what he's doing now. The ruler come aralei. There's no swara then that the husband later will come and complain later on. Since the husband right now has the power not to give it, but he goes and travels and gives it to his wife, then we're not afraid they'll come and complain later. So this one case we don't need before nechtav. But for your other shluchim, there's a slight plug we have to have before nechtav. All right, we'll stop here.